Thanks for having me, Kyle and Kyle. I hope you enjoy my style. I'm looking forward to this talk, because I know that you both rock. I'm lucky that you're both so kind-hearted. So let's get the questions started. Thanks for having me, Kyle and Kyle. I'm really looking forward to this.
Hey, thanks for joining Kyle and Kyle's.
And I'm a seltzer water drinker. That's going to be all right with you guys.
Well, cheers.
So, cheers.
And this is Coffee with Kyles and Chris Curry.
In two words, what are you obsessed with right now?
Personal growth.
Expand on that. What do you mean?
I'm in a journey in life and a transition to become what I've always wanted to become, which is just me. And I think that's what a lot of people forget, is that there's something inside you that wants to come out, and I'm finally learning how to present that to everyone. And I'm learning how to see it in others and present it as well. So it's kind of it's amazing. I'm so new to the journey that it's all unbelievable to me, but I'm really loving it.
Awesome, man. So you can be seen on LinkedIn, singing all kinds. I mean, that was quite the intro this morning. Appreciate that, man. That's the most unique intro we've ever had, ever. So
ever.
There you go, number one intro. What prompted, obviously you're a great singer, songwriter. What prompted you to just like come onto the LinkedIn platform and bring your amazing talents to it?
So it's funny, the last company I was with, they had this, like, they wanted me to take LinkedIn seriously. But even kind of before that, I don't know if you guys saw the video where I thanked my interviewer.
I saw that one.
Yeah, so, and it was like, it was the one thing where I was like, finally, it was just in a moment in my life where I'm like, I needed the job really, almost desperately bad. Like, I wanted it so bad that I was like, what would I do? What would it take to make that happen? I've always had ideas, and I'm like, if I want to stand out, I don't know how many people are applying for this position, I don't know anything, but if I want it, I have to do what I would do in any other aspect of life and go full on and bring myself and my creativity. So I did that, and it was like, so there was that moment, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I loved doing it, it was well received, it got me the job. I probably would have had the job anyway, it turns out, but that's fine.
But you got the job because you went full Curry. You didn't go half Curry. You went full Curry.
I went full Curry. Yeah, it was a time in my life where I just realized I needed to take that step. And then then there was just a few other pieces that really lined up for me to realize that I loved songwriting and enjoyed singing, but that I could actually do it. I've never in a million years thought I could. I just honestly didn't. It wasn't something that I felt that I've like anybody, and maybe any artist or any person, a lot of self-doubt. And that's still, I mean, that doubt is always going to be there. I'm just learning now that I can push through it, and that to do things in spite of the fear, actually, you realize then the fear kind of goes away, and I'm a lot stronger than I've ever been. Because now it allows me... I can actually literally go back now in my 2 months journey with LinkedIn and watch my growth. I literally see my videos get better. I listen to my songs more than anybody does. And I actually get to hear like, wow, my songwriting is getting better. Like there's just, I'm getting more in tune with me and more in tune with others. And it's really, I don't even sometimes know how to exactly describe it. But there's just been a lot of people who have given me the reason to be courageous. I've stepped up to that. You guys were one of those people, actually. So
thank you. And since you brought it up, the songs that you've wrote and the contest you've been applying for,
woo-hoo!
We have something for you.
Perfect.
So, thanks for making that awesome song. We'll link it down below here. If you haven't seen Chris's submission to the contest we ran a little while back with Toph Evans' book, Everyone Has a Plan, Until Shit Hits the Fan. Check that out right now. And Chris, who do you want to give the second copy to?
You know, I'm actually holding off on that right now because what I think...
Ooh, all right.
What's been really great for me and what you guys brought into my life and along... So I've won 5 competitions so far on LinkedIn. And wow. One of the things that I realized with getting so much is I want to give back. And so that book is actually going to become part of something that I'm going to end up gifting to someone else. So it's unknown who that will be, but that will... In the next couple weeks, will become apparent how you can win or get one of those books.
Very mysterious.
So why don't we go ahead and
caffeinated questions. Hey, Chris, left or right?
Left.
If you're flipping a coin, do you choose heads or tails?
Heads.
Red or blue?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with blue.
The Eagles or the Rolling Stones?
Ooh, the Rolling Stones.
Guns, no guns.
No guns.
Flip-flops or tennis shoes?
Ooh, tennis shoes. Flip-flops. No tennis shoes. Flip-flops. See what I did there? I'm flip-flopping. Tennis shoes.
Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, or Tim Ferriss?
Ooh, Tony Robbins.
Steph Curry or Klay Thompson?
Come on, Steph Curry. I gotta go with my... I mean, we share a last name. I'm just glad that he wasn't popular when I was on the basketball court because I threw up a lot of air balls. So it would not have been a proud thing to bring to the name Curry. No, it's Kyle, I just have to be honest. That is what happened.
Own it.
Yeah.
Espresso shot. Hey, Chris, if you could drink coffee with any one person alive or dead, who would it be? And what would you talk about over coffee or seltzer water?
Man, so it's crazy. This is like the hardest question ever because one, I love people, all of them. And there's so much to get from any conversation that you could ever have. If I was going to sit down with someone, I can't decide if I want to have like a, you know, philosophical conversation. You know, maybe I get to talk to my homeboy Socrates. That'd be just like cool.
Oh,
so someone way,
so,
way back in the...
Yeah.
But then it would be, I don't know. Or would it be someone funny, comedians? I really love... You know what? Mitch Hedberg.
Hedberg.
That's who I'm choosing. Oh. I'm going with him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, you said it. I'm gonna bring it out. Mitch Hedberg, his thing about bananas. If bananas were like streetlights, yellow means go, green means slow, and red means where the hell did you get that banana? I love that. And speaking of bananas, there's a banana in this.
There
shot
is. So
right
I just
there.
That's
so,
one of the.
That's why I brought that in.
You guys saw the banana, the hammock one, right? The
yes.
Banana. So that's my trophy.
And that was the best one.
Wow.
That was the best one. Like you were literally in a banana hammock.
Yes.
Stop there for awkward silence.
Yeah, it's actually funny because it's like every time I go into these projects, right, I honestly have no idea what's going to kind of form from it. And so, but all of a sudden I was like, my initial thought was like, oh, I'm going to go find a banana costume somewhere. Like I'll just, like that seems like it'd be the easiest thing. And all of a sudden I'm like, it's not during, banana costumes are hard to come by when it's not Halloween, I realized. And so then I was like, okay. I can't stop with this. I know there's the idea is still there. So it was fun. So I went into this like this thrift store and they had these yellow sheets and I was like, boom. Like it's just fun how things kind of magically line up. I literally had $13 in my wallet and the thing was $13. Actually, sorry, I don't mean to keep going off on this one. But like, so it was $13 and I go up to pay for it. I'm like, yeah, I got $13. And all of a sudden the guy's like, it's $13.77. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about taxes. So I had to go to my car, rummage around. He's like, if you donate something, you can get a coupon. I was like, it became this ordeal to come up with 77 cents just so I could go into the forest and sing a song about being a banana.
So you can win a banana trophy, dude.
And then I won a banana trophy,
I love it.
It all kind of leads in together.
It works. Yeah.
And my question is, how often do you hear, it's peanut butter jelly time?
You know, not often enough, actually. So this is the first, I'm sure the first of many now. But so thanks for that, I think. I'm going to have to blame you. If it does happen more often, you're to blame, Kyle. So
hey, I will take the blame.
Perfect.
Happily.
Hey, so Chris, and last thing, a question for the audience. You know, what do you want to know from them? What do you want them to talk about right here in the comments?
I want to know what your gifts are. With all the things that I've been doing, I want people to start showing me what they've got too. Because I know people have a lot more to give.
In the long run.
Boom.